How would you like to have a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it. We all want to be happy in our love lives.
Our show, The Noah and Christine Show, is a humorous and honest hour for both men and women where we share the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love flowing and the happiness growing.
Oh, yes. It's going to be entertaining and enlightening because each week the two of us, along with our very special guests, are going to dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple.
Money, sex, intimacy, kids, health, careers, families, even taking out the garbage. We promise to share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You're going to leave our show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
So let's start the show.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Noah and Christine Show. This is Christina Rilo.
And Noah Martin.
And we are so excited to be with you this month because it is the month of...
L-O-V-E.
Love, baby, love. I know there's a song in there somewhere. Love, baby, love. baby, love.
More song ideas. I love them. Love, baby, love.
And this month, we are going to just take a huge dive into some of the biggest questions that you out there, our lovely, fabulous audience, and all the people that we spend time talking with and being in workshops and teaching with, and that we've even run into ourselves, the biggest questions out there about love. The biggest questions about love, the biggest questions about relationships, and all the myths and the misnomers out there that get us all kind of bundled up. And I know there's a lot of shows and books and types of things that go on this topic, but we're taking a totally different slant.
People talk about love?
But people talk about the relationships.
Oh, that doesn't sound like much fun. I'd much rather talk about love.
Well, that's why we're going to talk about love, because often as we're talking about relationships, it's all about work and problems and challenges. But when you talk about love, you actually bring the conversation way up to a higher level. And also, that's where many more solutions come from, because you know what Einstein says, Noah?
Einstein said a lot of things. E equals MC squared.
No, not that.
Oh, okay. What?
You know, he says that thing where you can't solve the same problems with the same consciousness.
Oh, you can't solve a problem on the same consciousness as which it was created.
Exactly. That one. That quote. So we are all about using the power of love and shifting our consciousness to actually look at love in a totally different way to bring you into solutions and happiness in ways that you might not have even considered before.
Oh, just new considerations about love?
Oh, yeah. Quantum leaps, baby. Like, we are talking about turning the whole perspective of relationships on its head, turned around, upside down, and looking at new ways to look at love so that by the end of February, you have so much more love around you that you are like, if you were a color, you'd be bright pink.
Wait, I don't want just new ways. I want ancient ways, too. I don't want to forget everything that was learned. I want to have all of the knowledge that is available about love to me.
Well, it's a good thing that you helped book the guests for this month, then, because that's exactly what we're up to. We are not just going to talk about the new ways. We are going to go deep into the mystical ways. The mystical ways of love, where the mystical ancient secrets lie. Secrets that have been around for thousands and thousands and thousands of years that somehow we forgot. We kind of got, love amnesia, kind of love stupidity, love challenged, would you say?
I think I like to say love challenged.
Love challenged. So we have invited this month to be on our show four fabulously mysterious, but also very practical people who are studied in one very deep vein of spirituality, ancient understandings, mystical knowingness, and they're also people that date and are in relationships, and some are married, some are divorced, some are single, but there are people that actually take their mystical knowledge and use it to help other people or use it to help themselves, or like what happened on our show this whole month long is going to help you blow out the love myths and bring in the truth about love so that you can have more love and happiness in your life.
Who do we have on the show today? Wait. It is the amazing Carol Allen. I love this woman.
Carol. Carol's a Vedic astrologist. I wonder how many out there of you have ever had your astrology reading done. Can we tell them about our astrology story?
Our astrology, yes, absolutely.
Okay, so did you all know, you might not have known this about me, you might have known this if you read my book, Choosing Me Before We, that an astrologist saved my life. An astrologist saved my life. So when my former relationship ended, before Noah, when I was dating my ex-person, let's put it that way, the wrong fit for me, and trying to marry the wrong fit for me, the relationship ended, and some of you know this, that it ended on the date of my engagement party with him. It was very traumatic, very dramatic, as many of you have had relationships that have been. And I was devastated. I was devastated, and I was pretty much a wreck. And Noah, you met me several months after that, and I was still a little bit of a wreck. But you had
one wing on the little bird he had healed, but the other one was still in process.
Yeah, before that, I was like a bird that had just been basically hit by an SUV. And I was a mess, and I was calling my girlfriends. They were lovely, 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 lovely. You know, how when you have ever gotten through a breakup, right? Everyone, you go through this breakup, and you kind of fall apart. And you lean on your friends, and I did, and they were great. And I would call them at work, and I would cry in the, you know, conference rooms to them. And finally, one of them, my friend Catherine, said to me, she goes, "Christine, I love you. I really love you, but you cannot keep calling me at work. I actually have to get my work done, and I want you to go see somebody." Now, whenever someone says, "I want you to go see somebody,"
you think you're going to get locked up in the loony bin, didn't you? You thought they were going to throw you in the loony bin and throw away the key.
I thought she was going to send me to go see a therapist, which, by the way, I did end up going to see a therapist later, actually three different therapists I had. But no, she sent me to go see an astrologer. Which, funny enough, guess what her name was?
Was it a Carol?
Her name was Carol.
Oh.
And this was before I knew the fabulous Carol Allen, who we're going to have on our show a little bit later. And I went to go see Carol. And Carol was this fabulous woman from Texas, although she lived in Chicago. So she had a Texas accent, but like Midwestern kind of sensibilities. And she takes my chart and puts it next to my ex-person's chart. Now, mind you, I'd never done anything like this before, but I needed some help. So she looks at my chart and she looks at his chart and she says, these are her exact words, "Honey, you could keep following this guy around for the next 40 years, and he is going to keep making you unhappy. Or you can leave, and your life will open up into possibilities that you could never imagine." And you know what I did?
I know what you did. Yes, I'm aware. You're next to me right now, aren't you?
Yeah, what did I do?
You let the other thing fall away and step fully into your life.
Oh, yeah. I went home and I packed my bags.
Nice.
I packed my bags that night and I left. And that was all I needed, was somebody to tell me what I already knew inside. Now, Carol was a Western astrologer. There's two types of astrology. There's Western astrology and Vedic astrology. And I'm a little bit of an astrology buff and love astrology now, as you can imagine, having have it save my life. Carol Allen, who's going to be coming out as a Vedic astrologer, who is steeply deepened into the ways of the Vedas, which come from India. Now, Carol, although you've seen from her picture up on our website or up on the email, if you've had our email or if you've been on noahandchristine.com or our Facebook site, you've seen Carol's picture. She looks like the girl next door. Beautiful, 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 sweet, sweet girl. And she is so wise. Because the Vedas are so wise, and she's been studying the Vedas for over 25 years. Now, what's beautiful about the story that I just shared with you, Noah, you have to like be so happy about astrology, because I never would have like found you without astrology.
Wait, I have other reasons than just you to be happy about astrology.
You do? Like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, I have to say, I had this amazing reading with Carol where she helped me understand how my life worked, like what it was that I wasn't seeing. Like, the whole experience was, like, there are places in my life where I beat my head against the wall. Like, I just can't do it. And she basically said, yeah, that's because it's not that time. Like, full permission to understand sometimes it's the time for things and sometimes it's not.
Well, and Noah and I have also had our charts done together. So Carol actually did both of our charts and read our charts. And it was really helpful because, and it's interesting, I have a lot of clients who I'll say, go see Carol, or, you know, go download one of Carol's reports, or, you know, go get a reading. And they'll be like, I don't wanna. I'm like, what do you mean? I don't wanna know. I'm afraid of what they're gonna say. And so they have these questions, right? You know, you have questions. You have questions like, you know, is this the right person for me to keep dating? Is this the right person for me to be married to? Are we going in the right direction? You know, all those kinds of questions. And you know the answer at some level inside. And when you say to yourself, I'm afraid to go, that's like just saying to yourself, I don't want to know the truth. I don't want to be honest with myself. And here's the thing, everyone listening, this is like true. This is why Noah and I are actually in a happy relationship. Wouldn't you say? We're honest.
We're honest. You have to know what's working and what's not, and get all the help you can get. I ask for help every day.
Yeah, and you, why not use this ancient technology? Even people in India who don't believe in spirituality actually use the Vedas and Vedic astrology to pick dates to get married, to pick dates to actually still do matchmaking, because there's a whole compatibility piece that comes into play that the Vedic astrology can help you really figure out. And it's one of the things that Carol really specializes in, and that she's going to help talk a little bit about with us today and help dispel some of the major myths out there, but also answer some really serious questions that people come to her. She's also a relationship expert as well. She's been on a gazillion different shows, had her own radio, so she's a really great marriage and relationship expert combined with Vedic astrology, who's given relationship advice to everyone from Dukes of England to movie stars to the guy next door. And I know for you and me, wouldn't you say when Carol did our reading, y'all, what happened was she's like, oh, well, Noah does things this way and you do things this way. And this is why, and here's the ways in which you're compatible and here's the ways in which you're not compatible. And it was like, oh, Noah's not, you know, whatever my judgment was, because he doesn't do it my way.
I think the word she's looking for is wrong.
Yeah, that's the word, wrong. Noah's not wrong. Noah's not wrong.
Sometimes I am, but not all the time, for goodness sakes.
And it really helped me understand you at a deeper level. And, you know, that's the thing that we know in our relationship, is that when we understand and see each other for who we really are, versus kind of layering on what we want people to be. And that's really, I think, wouldn't you say, Noah, that part of the astrology piece has really come in, is like understanding. Like, I loved listening to Carol's reading about you.
Mm.
Just she did like individual reading, remember, for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's and when you get information about yourself or about your partner and you know what's true, that the truth will just resonate. And you'll go, yeah, and it'll reveal things. And that's what I love about that work. It is just amazing in that way.
So we're going to come back with Carol Allen, and we're going to talk to you a little bit more about Vedic astrology and how you can use it to basically look at your relationships and find where you're compatible and not. And even more intriguing than this, Carol is like, she has some juicy answers to some of these questions that we're asking, these biggest questions. We're going to answer the big questions this month, and she's going to come back with some mysterious, mystical, deeply spiritual answers and also some very practical answers. So make sure to come back with us on the break. You're listening to the Noah and Christine Show. Visit us at noahandchristine.com, and we will see you in a few with the mysterious and mysterious, practical, daring Carol Allen. How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Come to Seattle February 16th through the 20th for the 20th annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through the 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you. See you there.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show. Oh, yeah. Love and happiness, baby. This is the Christine, Noah and Christine Show.
Yes, I knew she'd do it again. I thought I cured her, but no, it's back. It's somehow become the Christine
Noah
Show.
I even look at him every time we come back on the air to say Noah and Christine, and I'm working on it, love. I really am. So you are listening to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after. And this is Christina Rylo.
And Noah Martin.
And we are so excited to be here with you this month of love, kicking off our series on the mystical and practical answers to some of the biggest questions you have. And we have... I'm just so over the moon excited to be able to introduce you to one of my most favorite people in all the world, as Noah called her, the mystic next door. She really is. She's the person who's going to read your chart and tell you deep mysteries about yourself and then feed you some yummy cookies and sit down and talk to you about, you know, what's going on with the stars. So she really is that person. Her name is Carol Allen, and she's a Vedic astrologer and relationship coach. She's counseled thousands of people, and both in her private practice, including Noah and I, and pretty much all my clients I send to her. She's also been the host of her own internet radio show, and she has this wonderful newsletter she sends out, seminar series, and she's worked with everyone from housewives to supermodels to TV stars to English royalty. And she really specializes in the area of relationship as both a Vedic astrologer, which for those of you who don't know is the ancient system of India, which has been used for thousands of years to arrange marriages. So it's a hair-splittingly accurate on the topic of love. And she's also a really great relationship coach. She's helped people in every possible circumstance, from single and dateless to dating and anxious to together and confused or married and miserable. And she is just a love. And she has also written a book called Love is in the Stars, The Wise Woman's Astrological Guide to Men. She also has a free, like, over the moon, great compatibility chart that helps you see your compatibility with other people, which is called the Right Man Report at www.rightmanreport.com. Make sure to check that out. Carol, love, are you here?
I am. Thank you for such a glowing introduction.
Oh, well, I was telling everyone before you came on about how Carol the astrologist saved my life, which wasn't the Carol you, but was another Carol astrologist, and how
I know, so cool
when you had me on your teleclass or you're on this what's that thing that you had me on where you interviewed me that was super super cool.
It was a seminar called Astrological Attraction, which we filmed, and I didn't even know your story, and I didn't even know that an astrologer named Carol saved your whole entire life. So I was freaking out. I was so excited.
I was freaking out. Carol and I were at dinner the night before we did the taping for this super-duper fabulous product that she created, and we were talking, and I was telling her my story, and all of a sudden I realized... oh my gosh, a woman named Carol who was an astrologer saved my life, and your name is Carol, because we had just met. And Carol has been instrumental in helping me make decisions around my relationship with Noah, about Noah going into business. She's helped me make decisions about whether or not we were having children. I mean, Carol, you've been really instrumental and lovely in helping us look at the stars and understand our own relationship to ourselves and to each other. And so just thank you for being here today with all of us.
And I have to say, I love your
questions.
And you're so practical about the real, what's really going on with people. Like, you take all of that knowledge that you gather from the Veda and from God or wherever you can bring it down, and it lands in a place where we can actually use it.
Yes.
I am a Capricorn, and Capricorns, we really care about how to apply things so that they make our lives more efficient and more effective. And so I'm about the least woo-woo, airy-fairy astrologer probably you'll ever meet. And whenever people come to me and they talk about, like, spirit guides and past lives and auras, I don't know anything about any of that stuff. I believe in that stuff, but I'm really your girl to help you figure out the best day to buy your car, you know? Like, I'm really the practical, how can I do things that are going to be tangible and measurable and that are actually going to work in my life?
That's why we got you on today, sweetie, because we got some big questions out there about love, and I know that what you learned about the betas can help us also just, you've coached thousands of people that you've just heard, you've kind of heard it all. So why don't we start with the mystical? Let's go mystical first. Tell us all, just kind of give us a brief, like, what are the betas and how can they actually help us understand our love life?
Well, the Vedas are ancient books from India. They're among the oldest books on the planet. They're over 5,000 years old. Some scholars think over 8,000 years old. And the word Veda means knowledge or truth. And they cover six areas of knowledge, one being Ayurvedic medicine, which is the ancient medicine of India, which is what Deepak Chopra practices. And so many people have heard of Ayurveda, but Vedic astrology is the system of astrology from the Vedas. And the Vedas are really complicated and intense. And truthfully, I haven't so much studied the Vedas. I've studied Vedic astrology. And the system of astrology was initially for things like rituals and, you know, best days to cut your child's hair for the first time and best days to plow your fields or best days for marriage. But then it, of course, evolved into horoscopes and how to read horoscopes. And then later in India, that developed into how to match horoscopes. And for centuries in India, they've been arranging marriages using techniques from astrology that are just astonishingly accurate. So that's the stuff I've really studied more than the Vedas directly. The Vedas are really written in the form of songs and hymns, and they're not the most exciting read, to be honest. So,
let's talk about Vedic astrology.
Yeah, so we can talk about that, because that's really my thing. And the thing that I think is the most comforting to people about astrology in general is the idea that everything isn't all up to you and on you, that you're part of something greater than yourself, and that there's really a larger destiny for your life, and that, of course, you have free will, and of course, you can choose to make the best of things, and you can choose to make the worst of things, but a certain amount of your circumstances, especially when it comes to relationships, are not actually up to you. And so I love taking the blame and shame off of people. I love making people feel more peace of mind about their situation, whether it is the fact that they're single and they just can't find that person and they're starting to feel cursed, but it's just not time yet, or if they're with someone they really, really love, but they can't figure out how to make the relationship work. Sometimes relationships don't work, but you can still really love the person. So that's what I do all day, is I try to talk people out of the trees and help them understand the bigger picture that they're working within, you know? Because especially here in the West and here in America, we're so self-determined, but we also are so self-recriminating. I mean, you know this, Christine, with your inner mean girl reform school and all the cool things you do with people. People are so incredibly hard on themselves. And ironically, I find spiritual people are sometimes the hardest on themselves because they believe in the law of attraction. So they believe that everything in their lives is a reflection of their thoughts and their beliefs and, you know, and their faith and their intention. And I believe that that's a piece of it, but not the totality of it. And I'm sorry, everything isn't our fault. So, yeah.
Well, and I think that's super important because I think a lot of people a lot of people are scared. We were talking about before you came on. They're scared to go get their charts read. They're scared about what they're going to see. I know I've even tried to send people to you before, and I'm like, go see Carol. And they're like, I'm scared of what she's going to tell me. So say a little bit about that, Carol.
Well, it's a fair concern because we all have hopes and dreams and expectations, but then there's the chart, which is essentially the map of your life. And the map might not look anything like your hopes and dreams and expectations, but here's what I love about that. I've done this work now 20 years, and it used to be that if someone was frustrated or disappointed during a reading because I didn't see what they hoped I saw, I used to get upset right along with them, and I used to feel, because I'm a total people pleaser, it's like my big character defect. It's like codependent, want to save the world, you know. So I used to get upset right along with them, but then what would inevitably happen is 3 years later they would call me and they would say, oh my gosh, I was so disappointed that you didn't see Mr. Right coming in 5 minutes, or you didn't see my, you know, movie stardom right around the corner, or you didn't see fame and fortune. But then the reading became such a comfort, and I started being kinder and gentler to myself, and I started having the right perspective, and it ended up being so helpful. And I hear that all the time. So when people say to me, oh, I don't want to know, I say, well, that's fine, but it's sort of like, would you want to go through life without a map? Would you want to go, you know, to New York City and take the subway without a subway schedule? It's like you could get on any old train, and who the heck knows where you're going to end up, right? But if you know where you're headed, and if you know where to put your focus and where to put your energy so that things are going to go as well as possible, it can be enormously helpful. So what I try to do when people come to me is I try to help them understand what's the best thing to focus on today and what's the best path to take. So many people are confused about career. You know, they say the average person has 11 careers now. I thought it was 6, but I was told yesterday by an expert it's 11.
So well, just think about how many relationships we have, too, adding to all of that. So I love what you're saying, Carol, is that it's about a map, it's about a plan, and we're going to come back here at break here in just a second where Carol's going to share with us some of the biggest questions she gets when people do come to her for readings and the answers that she's been able to deliver to them using her fabulous mystical knowledge and practical skills. And in the meantime, you can find out more about Carol at, where can we send them, Carol, to find out more about you?
Loveisinthestars.com.
So check that out, as long as you're not driving your automobile, and we'll be right back with some of the biggest questions and the best answers and your next break. You're listening to the Noah and Christine Show.
And we'll be right back.
Would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Are you ready for an extraordinary life? Introducing Spectrum Life Design Education. Spectrum seminars and training are intended for you to discover and redesign the core beliefs that generate your life results, circumstances, and experiences. By utilizing a synergistic approach to the art of living, participants are provided with experiential and practical tools that raise their level of consciousness that embrace the whole person, mind, body, heart, and spirit. These principles allow you to transform your ability to engage your authentic yearnings, to profoundly connect with yourself and others, and maximize your potential and greatest dreams. For more information, as well as course schedule, please visit us at spectrumlifedesign.com.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show. Welcome back, everyone, to the Noah and Christine Show. This is This is Christina Rilo.
And Noah Martin.
And our fabulous guest, Vedic astrologer and relationship expert, Carol Allen. Are you there, love?
I am.
Awesome. Well, for those of you that were with us before this break, you knew and know that we have the fabulous Vedic astrologer, Carol Allen, on, who's going to help us dive deep into the mysteries of love and also bring out some practical answers to what's going on with this LOV here in the month of love. And so, Carol, I know that you've talked to thousands of people of all different sorts, and there's many of the same questions that come out of the people, whether they're rich or poor or famous or not famous. So tell us what's like one of the biggest or most, like, your favorite question or just like that you receive from people about love and relationships?
Oh my gosh. Well, there's really only two people that ever come to see me. So even though I've talked to thousands of people, I just talk to the same two people over and over and over. So, and I hate to say that, but it's kind of true, you know, 'cause we are all the same and we do all want the same things, and we're more alike than different, really, as human beings. And so the number one and number two question that I get over and over and over is, when will my prince come, or my princess? But I mostly hear from women, because, you know, men don't ask for directions, so men don't call me so much, unless a woman drags them to me, and then they come. But when will my prince come, or how can I take this frog that I'm with and turn him into a prince? Mm-hmm. These are the two things that I get asked again and again and again. So it's either single women wondering when they're going to stop being single, or it's women in the wrong relationship trying to figure out how to make it the right relationship.
All right, so let's talk about that one. Let's talk about that. The people that want to change their frogs into a prince, and we've all been in that relationship, right? Or we, I mean, that's what happened to me with my ex-person for 15 years. Right. If I gone to go see you for 15 years earlier,
well,
I would have
said. And I admit, I have been the frog.
You've been the frog?
I've been the frog in different relationships. I've not been the frog in our relationship, but I have been the frog in relationships.
So what's the truth, Carol? What's the, from the mystical and the practical perspective, what's the truth about that, trying to turn someone into a frog?
The truth of it is that people are, I like to say, preloaded at the factory. We come in who we are, and we are who we are. And you can't really get somebody to change. And what somebody is giving you is all they're going to give you. And you can ask for more, and you can beg and plead and cry and threaten and negotiate all day long. But what they're naturally giving of their own volition is what they're going to give. So it's everyone's job to get really honest with themselves about who they are and what they require to be happy. And then they need to really sit back and get honest with themselves about who they're with, and who and what that person can actually provide and is willing to provide, and then see if it's a fit. And if it isn't a fit, obviously you can try to improve things on your end by, I'm a big fan of what I call leading the way to love, and, you know, coming from a higher place within yourself. Maybe they'll give more if you'll give more. So I'm a big fan of everyone bringing what they want more of first. Instead mm-hmm. of holding love and affection or sex or money or whatever it is, thinking, well, I'm going to give this to them when they give it to me. I'm a huge fan of everybody bringing it first. But if you bring it first and you come from your highest, best place and you're still not getting enough, then wake up and smell the coffee. You actually don't need a reading. You actually need to just trust what you already know. And you need to move on to live another day. And it's easy for me to say, you know, it's easy to say, like, mm-hmm. honey, what are you doing? Get out, right? But it's not always easy to do, which is how someone as smart and amazing as you, Christine, was with, you know, your ex-person for 15 years.
Well, and you also made the decision, you know, in your life where you've broken off a relationship and then reformed a relationship. And so I'm just curious for you, like about your own life, like when was the moment for you that you really understood love at this deeper level, this mystery and practical levels, so that you could actually, you know, go out and share these things with other people?
Well, you know, I was really my own first customer. So I came to astrology like most people do. I was really struggling kind of in every area of my life. And I came crawling to an astrologer, and it was my first teacher. And he said, essentially, oh, hey, your life sucks right now. And it's going to keep sucking for a while. And he said, don't even try in your 20s to have a full relationship. Well, I was already with my husband. He was already a boyfriend. And I was 23. And he said, everything will magically come together when you're 30. And I said, well, I'm already with this amazing man. Could it be him? And he said, I don't think so, because you're too young and you're probably going to meet that person when you're 30. So long story short, I tried to prove him wrong. I played a little game called Beat the Planets. I got really bloodied and bruised. I just couldn't beat those darn planets. And, so my then boyfriend and I had a really, really rocky time, because even though we had the best compatibility another teacher of mine had seen in 29 years, I didn't have good relationship skills, and I simply wasn't mature enough yet. So we broke up when I was 26, and I went on this quest to learn about love and to learn about relationships, and I took amazing workshops, and I read every book I could get my hands on, and I found out that, in fact, there are rules to relationships, and when you follow the rules, you can have a great relationship, and when you break the rules, you're going to end up with a broken relationship. So I quickly saw all the mistakes that I had made, and just as I was turning 30, when the first astrologer made that big, beautiful prediction, 4 days into this, like, winning window in my stars, here comes my old boyfriend saying all the things they say in the movies, you know, like, I want you back, and I've been dreaming of you for 4 years, and ha-ha, you know. And I was totally stunned, because I'd been envisioning somebody new this whole time. But we got back together, and I instantly started to apply all the new cool tools and techniques that I had learned, and it was a completely different relationship. And now it's been 15 years we've been back together, and 14 we've been married. So we had the same charts, we were the same people, but two things had changed. Timing had changed, and I had developed skills that I hadn't had before, which is a big reason I'm a fan of relationship skills, and I teach them, and I give seminars on them, and because you can be with the right guy, and you can still blow it. Or the right girl.
So I'm really intrigued by the idea of timing, because my understanding, very limited as is that we all have sort of peak and valley times in our charts for any particular thing, including romance.
Yes.
And
health,
how do you,
money, everything.
But for romance in particular, how do you know the difference between our timing is off and this is never going to work? Like, because there's something, like there's a difference between the two. And I think people find themselves either waiting too long to say it's timing, or and trying to make things that'll never work, or they leave the thing that they just needed to spend a little more time on.
Right. Well, there's several things to evaluate. So the first thing, I call them the five critical keys to love. And the first and foremost question to ask yourself is, you know, if you're the person trying to make this decision, is the person I'm with a relationship person? Or are they just the wrong breed of person, right? So is this somebody who had, you know, some semblance of a happy childhood or some closeness with their parents, or if they didn't, have they made peace with that? Hugely important. Do they have friends? Do they like people? Do they, are they usually in a relationship, or is this a player who you're telling yourself you're going to tame, right? That is the first and most important question, is who is the person you're with and what kind of person are they? And if you can say to yourself, wow, okay, they have healthy relationships. They like their family. They like their friends. They get along with people at work. They give people a break. They have social skills. That's hugely important, because I can't tell you how many people come to me and they're essentially, you know, dating a guy that's 4 feet tall, wishing he could play professional basketball.
And then yeah, for sure.
If he only loved me, he'd be able to hit shots from midcourt, right?
Yes. Love lies. Big lie. Big lie. Right. Big lie. It's not about love, right? That's not about love at all.
Right. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, are you compatible? And compatibility is way beyond, do you laugh at the same things and do you get along? This technique in India that shows if two people can marry shows all that can you get along stuff, but it also shows, essentially, it's like there's you, there's the other person, and then there's the car you climb into to drive down the road. Can the car get very far? And that includes things like, do your circumstances support you being together? Can you execute shared goals? Can you have shared goals as a couple? You know, like you two have a radio show together, and mm-hmm. you speak together, and you have a home together, and you have this amazing community together. Lots of couples can't seem to do projects together or can't get on the same page with anything, even though they might laugh at the same things and have the same political beliefs and religious beliefs. And, you know, so compatibility isn't just do we get along and do we have chemistry? It's also do our circumstances support us being together, and can we actually get anywhere together? So,
and what I love about this. And what I love about that, you mean, that's a big piece of your practice. And before we go to break, I would love for you just to share, because you have a whole compatibility, like actual, like super duper Vedic astrology chart that you can like run yourself on one of your websites, right? Where the people can go to and actually run for themselves to see how compatible they are. How do they find that?
Right. Well, they can find that through my free newsletter. And I actually have a free book they can find too. Uh-huh. If they go to rightmanreport.com. And if any men are listening, it's actually a gender-neutral report, and they can order it as well. So it's rightmanreport.com, and as soon as they sign up for the newsletter, they'll get information on how to order the report. And there's also a book there called Becoming the Woman Your Dream Man Wants, and it's all my favorite advice for singles, because I find singles tend to make a lot of really simple mistakes over and over and over, like the same ones, that if they knew differently, they would stop and they'd get better results. So
awesome.
So they can know that right there.
Awesome. Well, Carol, you're going to stay on with us for our last segment, yes?
I'd love to.
Okay, awesome. Well, we're going to come back and we're going to talk with Carol more about why good women get attracted to bad boy men, and do men really care about relationships? So stay tuned and we'll be back. You're listening to the Noah and Christine Show.
And we'll be right back.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship you, instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
God, I have to say, I love that song. It makes me full of love and happiness in the background. It's just like, oh, excites me. And you are listening to the Noah and Christine Show.
And this is Christine.
And this is Noah.
And he's very excited.
Oh, this Al Green just makes me so happy, I have to admit it. Carol, do you like Al Green?
I do.
We have the fabulous Vedic astrology Carol Allen with us today. And I have a very important question for you, Carol. Why does the bad boy get all of the attention from women? At least that's the, like, why is that?
Oh, my God. Where do I start? There's like 8,000 reasons. The number one reason, honestly, is bad boys seem more confident than nice guys, and we're attracted to confidence. You know, we have that cave woman brain still. The human brain hasn't changed in 100,000 years, so our brain is looking for the man that's going to help us survive. And a man who's cocky and confident tells our cave woman brain that he's a good gamble, even though he's a horrible gamble. And the other reason is, you know, one of my biggest rants is women are too shy, and they don't talk first, and they don't flirt anymore, and they don't smile at strangers, and they run around on their cell phone and averting their eyes. And nice guys are not going to approach a woman without her sending a signal first, but bad guys will. So bad guys tend to get all the action because they're happy to, you know, step over whatever they need to step over to get to their goal. So the good guys are being too nice and passive about it, and women are not flirting enough. So ladies, flirt, 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 and find nice guys that you can flirt with. But nice guys need to up their edge, and they need to be a little cockier and a little funnier and come off a little more swagger, because then we're going to be more attracted to them.
Oh, it is so true, I have to say. I know it's been true in my life. There's been moments in which I have been a total jerk and had no shyness at all, and women were easy. And when I have been sort of a little shy, women are impossible.
Well, and I'm just even curious for those people in relationship, is that in relationship, I think that's a common dynamic of powerful woman and man who maybe doesn't show up as much in his power, or right, vice versa. So
right,
going back to compatibility, Carol, can you say some about that? Because that's a big issue for people.
Well, you know, it's so interesting. So the number one challenge I see couples struggling with is women not knowing how to be feminine and men not knowing how to be masculine. And the only thing you cannot tell from a chart is gender. Every planet and
every
sign. Uh-huh. So, like, two people born at the same time with the same chart, if one's a man and one's a woman, you can't tell which is which. You can't tell who's who. It's the only thing you can't tell from a chart is gender. So every planet and every sign is either deemed masculine or feminine. Now, astrologically, what that means is the masculine influences are here to do, and the feminine influences are here to be and are more emotional and are more passive. So masculine energy is pursuing, proactive, positive. Feminine energy is yielding, passive, negative. So a lot of men have more emotionally feminine charts, and a lot of women have more emotionally masculine charts. But we still, because of the cave woman brain thing, we still want the guy to be the guy. I mean, I've never met a woman that doesn't want to be dominated in the bedroom, right? And I've never met a woman that likes the guy who's uncertain or confused. You know, we want men to know what they want, know what they're doing, and not complain. I can't tell you how many women tell me they go on first dates like crazy, and all the men do is complain. Like, oh, I don't like my job, and I wish I made more money, and your job sounds great. I wish I had your job. You know what I mean? Like, we want to kill these men. So while it's beautiful when a man can share his feelings, and we love guys with sensitivity, and we love men that love animals and children and, you know, can cry at sad movies, we love that stuff. But we want that same guy to be self-certain, confident, and lead us. We really do. And so when men don't, again, that cave woman thing kicks in, and he actually becomes a liability, and we want to kill that guy. So we push back hard on guys that we perceive as weak. And in relationships, great point, Christine, if a guy gets weak in a relationship, we won't want him anymore, or we will become all the more angry and controlling with that guy. So, you know, the biggest message I can give to men is just never, ever, ever show us what a wuss you really are.
So one of the things I think is, like, secretly in that message, or not so secretly, is that I think you're saying that men care as much about relationships as women do. Even though that's not the myth.
Did I say that? Was that in my veiled message? You know, they absolutely do. I just had the best time. I just sat down with eight amazing relationship experts that are men. And these are men that work with men and do surveys with men and seminars with men and boot camps with men and teleclasses with men and privates with men. And every single guy in my seminar, I said to them at the end of the interview, what do you wish women knew about men? Every single one of them said that we want relationships as much as you do, that we are dying to fall in love, that we can't wait for the woman who blows our mind, and if you're that woman, we will give you the world, okay? They all said this. And there are, of course, all kinds of people on the planet, and there are people that want their freedom and want variety and want to be that rolling stone, but there are women like that too, you know? So if you think that men can't commit and men can't do relationships, you're hanging out with the wrong men. And it's a lie. It's a lie.
I love it. Busting through the lie, the month of love. Hear that, everyone. Man, woman, we have the same charts. Can't tell the gender. I love that, Carol. I love that. Because really, it's about... Well, it's perfect, of course, because at the end of the day, the great human equalizer is that we all really are the same. We're spiritual beings having this human experience, and we are people who want to be loved, and we want happiness. Doesn't matter right. What gender you come from. So I love that, and I love that all these men that you've just interviewed really said what I think we know to be true, is that men do want to have really great relationships. The ones that do want relationships want great relationships, just know which one.
Yeah, I mean, even George Clooney says he wants to fall in love, and he's, like, jealous of Brad and Angie, you know? Like, even the biggest playboy on the planet wants to fall in love, so...
Well, how can people listen to that fabulous series that you did?
So everything I have, they can find out about through my newsletter, which they can get at either loveisinthestars.com or rightmanreport.com. And it's called What Men Want. And it's 10 hours of me picking the brains of, you know, male sex experts, male internet dating experts, male love coaches, one guy's an MD, these were unbelievable interviews. I mean, I was so thrilled. It's the most fun I've ever had, honestly.
So, I know some of the people that you've interviewed. They're top-notch, so I definitely, and I've been interviewed by Carol, so absolutely check it out. Get on her newsletter list. Carol, thank you so much for bringing the mystical Vedic astrology to us and also your fun, practical advice. Just love you so, and just so...
You guys are awesome.
You're awesome. You've so helped our relationship. So thank you for being part of our February series. Everyone, make sure to check
out LoveInTheStars.com,
and you can also find information at Carol on our NoahAndChristine.com. And we'll be seeing you next week on Valentine's Day, actually.
Yes, the official day of love, and we're going to celebrate it together right here on the Noah and Christine Show.
It'll be us, you, and having conversations with God next Tuesday. So we'll see you next week, everyone. Much love until then. Okay, goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after. We are all your love life happy.
To get the goods and how to bring happy to a whole new level in your relationships, get yourself over to www.noahandchristine.com, where there's a free copy of the Love Treaty waiting just for you.
The Love Treaty is a must for keeping the love and happiness in and the drama and hurt feelings out of your relationship. The Love Treaty will give you the rules every couple needs for fighting fun and fair.
And let's face it, most of us did not receive great training on how to create happy love lives. So we do it here now on the Noah and Christine Show.
Remember to tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. With us, Noah and Christine, you can count on us to share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics real couples, including ourselves, face every day. See you next week.
Until then, keep the love flowing and the happiness a-growing.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.